Hi, my name is Tatiana Arnhold, and I'm a program officer at the JVI. I'm speaking here with Martin Schindler, senior economist at the JVI, about the course on financial programming and policies, or FPP for short. The FPP is a course by the International Monetary Fund, which is delivered at IMF headquarters in Washington, D.C., as well as in all of the regional training centers that are affiliated with the IMF. So, Martin, you recently concluded directing and teaching an FPP at the JVI. I know this is not the first time you've done this, so how did it go this time?
It was great fun, Tatiana, and it actually usually is. Just imagine putting 30 public sector officials from over 20 countries in emerging Europe together in one room to analyze an economy and then to come up with policy proposals. Typically, you'll get a lot more than 30 different views, and that always makes for an interesting discussion, not just for the participants, but also for us, the lecturers. So everybody learns, and this time was no different.
So what would you say is the main aim of the FPP, and how is the course set up to manage such a diverse group of participants?
Well, the main idea is to give participants a framework for how to analyze an economy, to identify its weaknesses, and to come up with economic policy measures to address these weaknesses. In the course, we emphasize the importance of taking a systemic view to understand how different parts of the economy are linked with each other.
And I guess you try to make the discussions a little more concrete?
Yeah, we try to make it a bit more concrete by focusing on a specific country case. Here at the JVI, we look at the case of the Ukraine in 2002. But the specific case study is actually not that important. What matters is that participants get their hands dirty, so to speak, by working with real-life data.
Okay, and then all 30 participants discuss.
Well, for the actual workshops, which make up about two-thirds of the course and in which we go through the data details, we divide the participants into three groups with one counselor each. That's a more manageable group and leads to more effective discussions, I'd say.
Right, and then there are still lectures.
Right, for the lectures, all the participants come together and the lectures make up the remaining one-third of the course. In those lectures, we cover the basics of the macroeconomic accounts, such as national income, balance of payments, the fiscal sector, and the monetary sector.
And going back to the workshops, Martin, which you mentioned before, can you explain a little more how they are run?
Broadly speaking, in the workshops, each group has two tasks. First, the participants are given data for the Ukraine up to 2001 for each of the various sectors I just mentioned. Based on these data, plus some additional background information, the participants are asked to develop a baseline scenario for 1 year ahead. So in the Ukraine case study, this baseline scenario is a forecast of the economy for 2002, based on the assumption of a continuation of current policies and policy plans.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the second task?
Right, the second task, which I would say is also the key task. So in this second step, participants are asked to prepare a normative macroeconomic policy program.
What does it mean exactly?
Well, the baseline scenario, which was the first step, ideally will have highlighted possible problems in the economy, such as deteriorating fiscal balances, depletion of international reserves, low growth, inflationary pressures, or any other kinds of problems. The normative or program scenario, then, is a way of quantifying what the economic outcomes could be if new policy measures were implemented to address at least some of these imbalances and vulnerabilities.
And from your perspective, Martin, what do participants get out of this course?
There are many benefits, but I would highlight three. Number one, it provides participants with a comprehensive macro framework that is consistent with international accounting standards and which is also the framework used by the IMF. Second, participants learn how to construct baseline and program scenarios within that framework, that is, how to meaningfully formulate forecasts. And third, from my own experience, we often work under very tight deadlines and with limited data. And the workshops effectively simulate such a situation by forcing participants to produce meaningful analysis and policy proposals under such constraints.
And who do you think would actually benefit most from participating?
I would say more junior economists will find the FPP especially useful. Also, economists who interact with IMF missions coming to their countries, as the FPP provides a common language. And more generally, I'd say all economists who provide advice on macroeconomic and financial policy or who are involved in policy implementation will benefit from the FPP.
I see. So what would you say about economists with more advanced economic training?
Even economists with more advanced economic training can benefit, I think, because most graduate programs in economics actually don't expose students to this type of hands-on practical work.
Actually, come think of it, Martin, didn't you once take the FPP yourself?
Exactly, I did. I did at the beginning of my career when I entered the IMF. The FPP is actually a required course for all incoming staff at the IMF, many of whom, or most of whom, are economics PhDs from US universities, just like myself. And I have to admit, it was a bit of a shock when I took it. Just a couple of months earlier, I was working on solving dynamic Bellman equations, and now I was forced to think about the links between BOP statistics and the monetary survey. I hadn't learned any of this in grad school, so to me, the FPP was extremely useful to quickly understand and learn about how the IMF works.
And finally, a couple of words on logistics, Martin, here. How can interested officials participate?
To participate in the FPP at the JVI, those interested should visit the JVI website, www.jvi.org, which has details on when the next FPP is offered and on how to apply.
Perhaps we can also mention here that at the JVI, the FPP is conducted in English with simultaneous interpretation into Russian.
And we shouldn't forget, the JVI is located in Vienna, which is a fantastic city, I think, and you can get pretty much anything you want, from chili beer to Kaiserschmarrn, which I recommend everybody try at least once in their life.
And for those who don't know what Kaiserschmarrn is, they will just have to come to Vienna and find out. Thank you very much for this chat, Martin.
Thank you, Tatiana.